You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network, and we survived Memorial Day weekend. It was a lot of fun. Hope you had great weekends out there, too. And, well, the summer has officially started, so we can all breathe a sigh of relief and just take it easy. Well, can you do that? Let's talk with Carl Gould. Carl, a frequent visitor to the show. Really great insights and views on how you adapt to the new reality. Carl, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me. Hope everybody had a great Memorial Day.
Hey, so we got shortages, we got inflation, high inflation, double digit inflation by any count, and you are experiencing disruptions to the supply chain like never before. We've got wars. What does it all mean, and what do you do about it, Carl?
Yeah, I mean, look, this has been trending for a while. And if we go back a little bit towards 2008 during the financial crisis, this was the seeds were planted for the kind of deglobalization of our supply chain. Because, you know, between, you know, the financial crisis and then growing terrorism in the world and authoritarian and more populism that's erupting in various governments, all of a sudden, you know, this hangover has made people realize that we can't rely on the supply chain the way that you once did. You know, we live in a 90-day global supply chain, which means from the time something's built to the time it gets on a boat and then a plane and then a truck and then to your location is about 90 days. It's a beautiful orchestra when it's working well, but it's very fragile.
All right.
So you see what I mean?
Yeah. So you can't allow the supply chain to strangle you, right?
Right. So when it's working well, it works well. But COVID exposed the problems with the supply chain. And people have said, wait a minute, I can't rely on raw materials from the Ukraine that then go to China, that then creates a product that gets to my front door. Can't do it. Right. So the globalization is going to turn into regionalization. So if you're a business, one of the things you need to be thinking about is you were probably set up prior to COVID as just in time. Right. I order it, I get it just before I need it because the supply chain is working really well. That's not the case anymore. You now need to switch to just in case. You can't be just in time. And what that means is you have to diversify where you get things from. So even though China might be great because it's got a great price to it, you know, it's only a great price if you can get it. And so what you're going to have to do is find, you're going to have to do something called nearshoring, right? Offshoring is I get it anywhere in the world. Nearshoring is, oh, I can do in another country, it needs to be nearby. So for us in America, that means the Caribbean, Central America, South America, Canada, not necessarily Asia, Middle East, Africa, and the Eastern countries.
All right. So we have gone from just in time, that was called Justy, and that was a big deal. Even the oil companies did it. Because before we didn't have a lot of inventory management or it was very lax. Just in time, which really relies upon the global supply chain and assumes that everybody's flights are flying where they're supposed to, everybody's ships are on the way, and that you're going to get the stuff within a few days of ordering it. We've gone from just in time to we've just run out.
That's right. And look, here's the unfair part about what we're going through right now. Customers during the pandemic, they have been cooped up in their houses. They got grant money. They got relief money. They got PPP dollars. So they've been cooped up with low interest rates, high employment rates and high salaries. They've got money to spend. And whether you've been doing this or not, they think that you've spent the last 2 years figuring out how to service them better. They don't want to hear from you that you don't have something. I mean, imagine next Saturday night, you go to your favorite steakhouse for dinner and you get there and they tell you they don't have steak. Are you going to say, oh, I understand. It's the pandemic. You must be having a tough time. No, you're going to be pissed. You're going to be like, no, wait a minute. Where, your steakhouse. How could you not have steak on a Saturday night? Right. And that's the way all customers feel right now, because, you know, it's not their fault. The pandemic was nobody's fault, but it's certainly the consumer has been hit the hardest here, and they just want to go out, spend, and have a good time. And if you as a business cannot fulfill that order, you'll be dealt with even more harshly. So you have to go pivot towards reliability.
Reliability. And like you say, I was at Whole Foods the other day and I wanted a bone-in ribeye, and they said, we don't have it. It's got meat all over the place. Yeah, we don't have that cut. And that's an example. So as far as how you capitalize on this trend, do you warehouse all this stuff that you know people are going to run out of, and then sell it on the street corner? What do you do?
Well, what you had just described is happening a lot, where, for example, people who sell on eBay and they have e-commerce stores, they will go to a Walmart in the South, and where they might have a lot of baby formula, and they'll buy it and they'll put it on their online store for people, say, in the West who might not have it, right? And so there are opportunities where you could be a middle person and you can hustle and be a good source for people, where you can get things that aren't as readily available. This happens every year when we get into hurricane season. People will go to, say, Home Depot and other supply houses and buy up all the generators. So there's no generators in the South. So what do? You're sitting up in the North. Well, we don't have hurricanes up here. And so you've got the extra generators and you can sell them at a profit. So what has grown tremendously is the secondary market. My daughter loves to go thrifting. Right? What do you say that? I don't know why. We used to call it going to a garage sale, Kerry. I don't know, but now it's thrifting. We thrift now, right? And what she's doing is she's getting name brands. She's getting the sneakers she wants. She's getting the bags she wants. She's getting the clothes she wants at secondhand stores. You know, a generation ago, we would say, oh, that's going to like a Goodwill store, or that's going to the Salvation Army. That's not the case anymore. There are top brands in secondhand, lightly loved, lightly used stores where you can buy things on the secondary market. And that's what you're going to see. So if I'm a buyer and I'm having trouble finding something, I'm going to embrace that secondary market.
All right. And you're making a really great point here. And that is that the concept of repurposing items, of reusing them, that's going to become a bigger trend. I mean, we've seen it as an absurd example in the used car market, which is supposedly now crashing. I'm not convinced, because it might have gotten out of hand and it might go down a little bit, but it isn't dead yet. We're seeing it all over.
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Torque Resources is an exploration company establishing a portfolio of premier copper gold early stage projects in Chile. Torque's management and technical teams have a strong track record of raising capital, discovery, and monetization of exploration successes. The company's Margarita Copper Gold project is located within the prolific coastal Cordillera belt in Chile, which hosts some of the world's largest and most profitable copper mines. The Margarita project possesses excellent discovery potential for a major copper discovery due to the strength of the alteration system, large-scale magnetic targets, and the presence of copper oxide mineralization. Drilling is anticipated to begin in Q3 of this year. Torque trades in Canada under TORQ and on the OTC under TRBMF. To learn more, go to torqueresources.com. That's torqueresources.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
There are over 200 million people still in lockdown, 200 million people in lockdown in China. As long as that's still going on, we're not going to have the chips and we're not going to have a lot of the essential goods we need. And so the disruption to the supply chain is going to continue even longer than expected, because China is still struggling with COVID outbreaks in their country.
All right. Well, so we got, you just need to be prepared for this, because it's really obvious that that this isn't just a couple month or a year phenomena. It's going to continue on and on for quite a while till the new realities of the global supply chain are implemented, if you will.
You need to hustle for materials, like call around, and if somebody's got it, now's not the time to negotiate. Now's the time to lock it down. So if somebody's got what you need, don't go shopping. Buy it from wherever you find it. And make sure that you have whatever your inventory was or whatever your lead times were, I would double them right now. So if you normally would keep 6-8 weeks of stock in your facility, I would try for double that. So three to five months, because it's going to be a rough road straight through to the end of the year this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it was always that way when you looked online and buy airline tickets. If you saw the flight you wanted and you didn't buy it, then next time you went online, the price was definitely going to be more expensive. You should buy now rather than waiting for the prices to go up, right?
Well, 100%. And more so when we're talking about the airline industry, is there can't, because of staffing shortages, they are canceling flights left and right. So if you find the flight you want, take it, because the other flights that would have been there that would have helped to drive the price down are going to be gone, which not only makes the price go up, but the seats are going to be less readily available. So right now is not a great negotiating time. Right now, if you can act on a purchase and you can offer cash or full payment at the time, that's when your best chances. Right now, you want to make sure you have a seat at the table. Don't negotiate for the seat at the table. You might lose, you know? So if that hotel room, if that rental car is there, snap it up as early as possible. You want to be booking in advance.
All right. Well, I like that idea. It's always better to be prepared than to wait for things to happen and then everything hits the phone or everything hits the fan. And then what do you do? Right.
Right. Yeah. Then you're stuck and then you're going to pay even more because now you're desperate and it's last minute.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, right?
Yeah, right now it's not pretty. And, you know, companies that are multinational and they have supply chain, multiple supply chains, they are switching to this regionalization strategy. And what that means is that takes time to do it. And they are going to, because they're going to invest this time and energy, they're not going to be switching back anytime soon. So there's just we're in a transition phase right now where they're trying to figure out how to make their supply chain and their availability of goods more reliable. And as a result, we are caught in the crosshair of that. So people you used to be able to get things from at a certain time, you know, in a certain way, it's not going to happen. So you're going to have to widen the scope. Instead of having one or two vendors, you should have 3 to 5 vendors for something. And, you know, pay special attention to that now through the rest of the year, because if you think about it right now, you might be buying something in the summer. But if you're stocking inventory, you're stocking for the fall. So, you know, we are in the next couple months, you know, retailers are going to be getting ready for the holiday season. I mean, it's that time already when you think about the supply chain. Add 3 months on everything. That puts us to the beginning of the school year, getting ready for the fall. So now through the rest of the year, Hustle, keep a good Rolodex, and the second something, and put your name on wait lists and watch lists. So if what you want becomes available, jump on it.
All right. So just tell us, Carl, 3 things you personally are doing to prepare yourself and to basically take advantage of the trend.
So personally, what I'm doing right now is in any of the things that I invest in, whether that be in businesses or in real estate, I place an offer on everything. I don't, you know, I find out what the right price is for me. And that is usually 60 to 70% of the asking price. And I put in an offer on it immediately, because I might not win the offer now, but at least the seller knows that there is there's an offer out there that they can come back to me at any time. So I've got my name, I've got my kind of my stick in the sand in multiple areas right now. every raw material that I need for any one of my businesses, we either have it on a watch list or a wait list or a price alert. So as soon as it comes up the way, you know, as soon as it becomes available, we get an alert on that. And the other thing that I'm looking to do right now is I'm looking to borrow and increase my lines of credit so I have as much financial flexibility as possible during this time.
All right. That makes so much sense, Carl. It really does. We appreciate your sharing that with us. Hey, people want to find out more about you, connect with you on the web. What's the best way to do that?
You can go to my website, carlgould.com, CARLGOULD.com, or you could check out my personal website, which is carl360.com, CARL360.com.
All right. Very cool. Well, we appreciate your checking in with us, Carl. We're going to take that advice to heart. If you got a question for Carl, shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. We'll get you an answer. Don't forget, go to the site, Financial Survival Network, and sign up for your free newsletter. Carl, I'm sure we'll be talking to you a lot again in the future. Be well.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.